stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son. We've chosen together as a family to serve Him forever, knowing nothing else will matter in time. We've made up our minds. Through the heat of the day, we will join in the fight till He takes us away, till our faith becomes sight. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for me
and my house, we will serve the Lord.
We will serve
Him.
We will serve
Him. We will serve Him. For He is worthy.
Choose you this day.
Tell me, whom will you serve? Let nothing stand in your way. Give the praise He deserves.
As for
me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
This is Pastor David Warner welcoming you to the Nuggets of Truth broadcast. Going to be looking today at 1 John chapter number 4. You know, we are living in a world that's changing. It's constantly changing. We look at society as a whole, and there's all these debates, and there's a great conflict today with God and God's Word versus politicians, educators, and yes, even religious leaders. Why the conflict? Well, understand, as John writes here, he says, I want you to be aware there is going to be a conflict. There's going to be false teachers, and they will do great damage to God and God's Word, and you need to be aware of it. Why? Just this past week, we had the Archbishop of York in the Church of England saying Father in the Lord's Prayer is problematic. Well, understand, when God laid out in His Word truth, when He defines sin, that's problematic. When He defines how a person gets to heaven, that's problematic. If you don't accept truth, it's problematic. But I want you to know, there is one God. And God's Word is truth. Doesn't matter what anybody thinks. In the beginning, God created. Very simple. You look, God made Adam, and then for Adam, He made Eve. And then He defined the family, a mother, father, and children. And He defines gender. And then He goes on a little bit further, and He lays out for Adam and Eve how they could have their sin taken care of. And that goes all the way back to the Old Testament. There had to be a blood sacrifice. And so, in God's Word, He lays out for His people truth. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. There is no forgiveness of sin. Jesus came to save sinners. Thou shalt call His name Jesus, for He shall save His people from their sin. And so He went to the cross. His body was broken. His blood was shed. And the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And so, I begin with 1 John 4, the family of God and this world. Understand, 1 John 4:1, beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. So we have this exhortation to the family of God, to the children of God, to those who have trusted Jesus to forgive them of their sin. And they have accepted him as Lord and Savior. And now, because they've trusted in Jesus, Jesus makes a statement. He that believeth in me shall not walk in darkness. He's not going to continue in his sin. My sheep, yes. He said, I know them. And they know me and they follow me. That's a good point. So now, John writes, beloved, believe not every spirit. In other words, you have a responsibility. You see, to judge, to examine, to test is what this minister is saying. Is it truth? And you say, well, how do I determine if it's true? Must be found in the Word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. You see, the Jews at Berea, they were more noble than those that were in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind, and they searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. And so, if you know Jesus today, you have this responsibility. And so we look at God's word. God's word is of great importance. Now, Jesus made this statement. If any man will do his will, he shall know the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. This is a principle of immense importance. Obedience is essential if you want to know his doctrine. If any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. He went on to say, as John did, John makes this statement, if you want your joy to be full, you must have fellowship with God. That's in the beginning of 1 John 1. To have fellowship with God is to read God's word, to search the truth out of God's word. It's to apply the principles in God's word. It's to live by those principles and teach them. And John said that'll bring joy. And that'll bring victory in your Christian life. And so, we know here, in Revelation chapter 2, verse number 2, the church of Ephesus, they did exactly what John gives the exhortation to all believers to do. They, yes, tried them. They examined them. They said that they were apostles and teachers. And they found that they were not. Matter of fact, it says they found them that they were liars. And so we need to be aware, as 1 John 4 says, there are false teachers. And we need the Word of God to look, to examine, to try. And so Paul warned of the false teachers in his time. He said there will be false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, and shall be according to their works. Now, many times people will say to me, well, Pastor Warner, how do we know? Well, you take the word of God. If it contradicts truth, you know that they are a false teacher. But Jesus said, beware of false prophets. They'll come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. What they are teaching, what they are tolerating, will do great destruction to you and to your family. He says, you can know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? So every tree, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit. A corrupt tree bringeth forth evil. If it contradicts, you know you got a problem. And then he also said, look, there are those that are in religion for the trade of it. They're hucksters. They're making money out of it. And so Paul gave that warning in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 17. Isaiah said of the ministers in his day, he called them blind, dumb dogs that couldn't bark to warn. They were greedy dogs that never have enough. And so this warning is given. And so how do I know that this minister, this preacher is preaching truth? It'll line up with the word of God. His doctrine, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And this is what I close with. You see, Jesus Christ is God manifested in the flesh. He is the promised one. He is Lord and Savior. His word is above any religion or religious leader. More important than any religion or religious leader. Jesus is creator. He's redeemer. And one day he will be our judge. And so the doctrine of Christ as laid out in the scriptures. If they deny the doctrine of Christ, well, he said this in John, and I close with this verse. If you know that he is righteous, that Jesus is righteous, you know that everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him. I close with that today. The message, the believer in the world, there's a great distinction between them. Where does that leave you? Hey, we'd like to invite you to the New Freedom Baptist Church right here in Mobury.